Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 10, Four-Way Split, Mark chapter 4, verses 10 through to 20. Crowds are flocking to Jesus. Lots of people hear him speak. But he actually knows that few are committed to engaging with him. Communication is failing. How common this is. Maybe you've experienced it. A meeting at work where people aren't listening to one another. They're just pushing their own agenda. An angry falling out in the family where both sides are just shouting. A political interview where questions aren't being answered. The candidate simply wants to make their own points. To Jesus' relief, however, he finds a small group who do want to understand him and his message from God. They want to hear what he's got to say about being a king. So he shares with them the thoughts about his communication problem. If they're going to work with him, they need to see the difficulties. His explanation is illustrated by the story of a farmer sowing his crops and getting uneven results. Some of the seed bounces off the hard ground. Another batch grows quickly in shallow soil, but doesn't thrive. A third is overwhelmed by a weed infestation. But the rest is successful, though it varies in its quality. Some are better than others. Jesus' tale of countryside life is originally told to the whole crowd, but that leaves many scratching their heads. What's he going on about? But with the team, it will have a meaning, and he explains it. Casting seeds is his picture of his public speaking. He's been throwing out words which had the potential to land in people's lives and cause them to grow and to develop, to become different. Words which point to our sin, how we have failed to be what God made us to be, how we have failed to love as God made us to love, how we have hurt and damaged others and our world, how we have let God down. But then Jesus offered forgiveness from God. "Give me your trust," said Jesus, "and God will remove your shame and your guilt. You can be right with him and discover a brighter life. Just listen to me," he said, "and learn." But some, especially the religious, the wealthy, the intellectuals, they've despised this message. Convinced of their own goodness, it means nothing to them. It bounces off them like seeds off hard ground, which was the first outcome in Jesus' story. There are people who have such certainty that they won't listen to others' ideas. They're always right. However, Jesus has also met people who are different, who get really excited by his message. They love it. It's for them, so long as it's a sunny day and they're feeling good. But if life takes a downturn, especially if listening to Jesus causes them hassle with other people, well, then their passion quickly dies away. They're like a plant without good roots. They're shallow people who only want an easy life. They buy into what gives them that. They opt out when trouble comes. Then Jesus has found a third group. The third group are, they honestly like what he's saying, but they're pulled in so many directions, they find it hard to commit. They're like a crop crippled by weeds. The worries of life are always choking them. Money nags at them because they see in it the answer to their insecurities, and it buys them stuff which makes them feel better. And so Jesus's message to them is, it's appealing, but it's not so easy from their point of view. There are people like this, aren't there, who are hard to pin down. However drawn they are to something, they never want to commit. So Jesus warns his team of the communication failures he's been experiencing, but then he looks at that group and he smiles. They are listening, and he's beginning to see them transformed. His words are bringing out new life in them, some more than others, but each in their way. Jesus is thrilled. He can see the shoots of people who will have God's forgiveness, know God as Father, live in new ways, and gain eternal life. They are like the seeds who are beginning to grow into a good crop. What do you think? Even if it's true, is Jesus being unfair in his analysis of his hearers? Is he not giving people a fair chance, a real chance? Is God being unfair, offering hope in a way which isn't easy to get hold of? I mean, after all, Many of us can see ourselves in Jesus' story. We can be stubborn, weak, indecisive. That's just human, isn't it? How can God expect more? But isn't that to judge God? And who are we to do that, to dictate to him? Shouldn't we actually be trying to find out what God thinks and wants, as Jesus has said? Thanks for listening. I hope it's given you something to mull over. Before you go, though, do carry on listening as Mark's Gospel is read out, and do keep an eye out for the next episode.
Mark chapter 4, verses 10 to 20. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown."